This is Linda May, and welcome to the second episode in my series on being creative. Today's episode is the Humpty Dumpty method for creatives stuck in a rut. Now, this is a simple tip that will help you if you are experiencing a block. It could be that you're in the middle of working on something and you just have this complete blockage. For writers, we know it as writer's block, but all creatives have that. And even if you're not working on something particularly creative, it could be something at work or school, this block is something that I think everybody has experienced. Or maybe it could be that you would like to get started on something, whether it's something that's predefined or you just feel like doing something, but you just can't figure out what end you'll start on. You don't maybe even have an idea. You just have this urge to create. Procrastination is something that a lot of people know about. We're putting things off and we can't get started. So, okay, that's the problem. Now, what is the answer? And who does this work for? I'll start with the final part first. Now, this works for writers of all kinds. It works for people working in with novels, doing short stories, working on articles, blogs. It works for playwrights, screenwriters, poets, lyric writers, whatever you're writing. It could be a business proposal or an essay or a school project. But this also works for all kinds of visual artists. It could be sculptors, painters, new digital art people who are working on that particular type of art. It could be graphics art, photography, video artists, performance arts. You're all covered here. And also, we haven't forgot composers, regardless of genre. Are you working on a film score? Are you working on an emotional tone and you want to get into that mindset, but you just don't know where your fingers will start or where your brain will start working? So, okay, I got you all covered. This is what I call the Humpty Dumpty method. Now, the reasoning behind this very silly exercise is that you just want to push the blockage aside because the blockage is something that you focus on. You want to let go of that focus and redirect your focus to something else. And I'll give you the starting point. And believe me, this will work every single time because once you get through this exercise, your brain will be warmed up and you will be ready to start just sort of gliding in to whatever it is that you really want to do. Now, people at least from an English-speaking background has probably heard of the nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty. And maybe you're not from an English-speaking country, so you don't even know what Humpty Dumpty is. Humpty Dumpty is usually portrayed as an egg-figured character. And the nursery rhyme goes like this. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Okay, there's your silly rhyme. Now, as a writer, how can Humpty Dumpty help you? Well, I want you to sit down by your computer or sit down by a pad of paper and just start writing anything that comes to mind about Humpty Dumpty. You could actually then write either a poem or a short story or just a few paragraphs on who is Humpty Dumpty, his backstory, and what brought him to the wall, what made him fall, and who is this king who sent all his horses and men? What did these horses and men do to try to put him back together again? Just those different points all could be a novel or even a book. So you wouldn't have to write each of those. I would pick one of them, whatever speaks to you. And if nothing speaks to you, well, just take one anyway. Just the backstory of this Humpty Dumpty. I mean, that could be enough for a movie script even. The secret life of Humpty Dumpty and what pushes him to sit on that wall. Or take the whole idea of why does he go up to the wall? What spurred that? Why is he sitting there? What kind of mood is he in? Is he defiant? Is he angry? Is he sad? Is he happy? And what happens that pushes him off the wall? Does he jump? Does he fall? Is he pushed by somebody else? I mean, this could be a detective story. You know, the king's men, one of the king's men that comes to the scene, and the other king's men are trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And sadly, they declare him dead on arrival. And then one of the king's men has to ride on one of the king's horses and go back to the king and tell him about Humpty Dumpty's sad fate. And then the king says to the king's men, find out what happened. I mean, that's a setup for a great story. The thing is, once you write that, with that silly version, you could easily change out Humpty Dumpty and the King's Men, or the King's Man who goes looking. I mean, just start there. And if you want to write a detective short story or novel, well, you've actually outlined it. Now, you might not want to do that, but just to go to show how you can use a tool like that to really get started on your writing. And so what about you visual artist typies? Well, if you don't know what to do, if you're standing in front of that blank canvas or whatever it is that you're going to start a sculpture, you're going to consider a performance. So, well, you do exactly the same thing. If you're a visual painter, well, start painting that scene of Humpty Dumpty on the wall or Humpty Dumpty falling. You don't even have to do it figuratively. You could paint the emotions just with colors. You know, what is Humpty Dumpty's state of mind? You could do him very figuratively. You can do him abstract. If you're a performance artist, play out this scene. I mean, really, you can play around with this concept visually too. Photography, well, go out and find something that Humpty Dumpty inspires you to photograph. I mean, find walls something could sit on. Find horses, or find something that this inspires you to photograph. And even if you're a photographer and you don't know any motives to photograph, well, just doodle something. And then maybe you can pick up your camera and go out and find some photography motives. And how about you composers? Well, what does Humpty Dumpty feel? You have to decide a feeling that he feels on that wall, and see if you can just let your fingers flow over whatever instrument that you're playing, and just sort of play at that emotion. What do the king's men feel when they come and they see this poor Humpty Dumpty laying on this floor or this ground? What about their frantic state of mind as they try to put him back together again? Now, this king obviously is involved in Humpty Dumpty's destiny, so he must have a range of emotions, and that could absolutely be something to inspire you to start composing a little something or other about. It could also be Humpty Dumpty's emotions as he's sitting on this wall. Maybe it's a beautiful, bright day when he goes up on that wall and he's looking over a beautiful landscape and some mountains up there in the distance. And all of a sudden, there's a storm brewing and it comes over him. And Humpty Dumpty is frightened and he doesn't know how to get back off the wall, because sometimes we put ourselves in places we don't know how to get away from. And then this feeling of despair as a wind comes and pushes him off, blows him off this wall, and the feeling of falling, 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 and knowing when you hit the ground, it's over. I mean, if that doesn't inspire you to write some music, I don't know what could. So, first of all, you produced something when you're done with this. And it's just an exercise. You don't have to spend a lot of time on it. You could either just go with it and spend all the time you have on it, or you can put a timer and say, you know what, I'm going to spend 20 minutes doing this exercise. Or if that seems like way too long of a time limit to put, you can work your way down to 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, put a timer on, and believe you me, you have 5 minutes. If you're going to sit down and do something, you need to do it. You can, quote unquote, waste 5 to 10 minutes getting started. Because if not, you're going to waste a lot more by procrastinating, by going on Facebook, by going and getting yourself a glass of water, by walking around thinking, oh, what am I going to do? I'm not focused. I can't get this started. I'm stuck. You can waste quite a bit of time doing that. Or you can use the Humpty Dumpty method. Okay, that's my tip for today, and the best of luck in all your creative exploration and discovery. And I'll be back and give you another tip another day. Bye-bye for now.